Watch, Trump posts video of Iran's highest bridge tumbling down, warns make a deal before it's too late. By Joshua Klein on April 2, 2026. President Donald Trump warned Iran to make a deal before it's too late after a U.S. strike destroyed one of the country's largest bridges west of Tehran that officials say was used to transport drone and missile components to Iranian firing units targeting allied forces in the region, warning that much more would follow as pressure on the regime intensifies. Sharing video of the strike on Truth Social Thursday, Trump wrote, "The biggest bridge in Iran comes tumbling down. Never to be used again, much more to follow. It is time for Iran to make a deal before it is too late. And there is nothing left of what still could become a great country." The strike targeted the B-1 bridge linking Tehran with the nearby city of Karaj, a major transit corridor that officials say was used by Iranian forces to move missile components and logistical support from the capital toward launch sites in western Iran. The structure, a more than 130-meter high span and one of the country's largest infrastructure projects, also serves as a key commercial artery for regional transport and freight traffic. U.S. defense officials told Axios the bridge was used to transport missile parts in large containers from Tehran to launch sites, where they were assembled and deployed, as well as to move logistical support to Iranian military units. One official described it as a planned military supply route sustaining Iran's ballistic missile and attack drone forces, adding that additional bridge strikes are likely. A source cited by I-24 News said the strike was intended to cut off supply routes delivering drone parts and missile systems to Iranian firing units targeting U.S. and allied forces in the region. Additional reporting cited by the Jerusalem Post indicated the bridge played a role in transferring weapons and logistical infrastructure supporting Iranian operations. The strike marks a widening of targets in the operation, signaling that transportation infrastructure is now being directly targeted as part of efforts to pressure Tehran if it refuses to engage in negotiations. In a primetime address to the nation Wednesday night, Trump said the United States is nearing completion of its core objectives under Operation Epic Fury, declaring the Iranian Navy gone, its Air Force in ruins, and its missile capabilities largely dismantled. "We are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly. Very shortly," Trump said, adding that the United States expects to conclude operations within 2 to 3 weeks while warning Iran would be hit extremely hard if it does not agree to terms. He also warned that the United States could target additional infrastructure, including energy and power facilities, if Iran refuses to engage, stating the country could be sent back to the Stone Ages. Iran responded to the strike by warning that infrastructure across the region could become legitimate targets, including bridges in Israel and elsewhere in the Middle East, signaling the potential for broader escalation. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also pushed back on Trump's remarks, writing in a post on X that there was no oil or gas being pumped in the Middle East during the Stone Age and questioning whether the United States intends to turn back the clock. The developments come as the administration continues to press Tehran to accept a negotiated settlement, with Trump warning that additional strikes, including against critical infrastructure, remain on the table if Iran refuses to engage, while reiterating that the United States expects to conclude operations within 2 to 3 weeks. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.